You're listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast.
Join us each week as we discuss life, relationships, motherhood, and everything in between.
No script, just pure chaos.
We'll be bringing some positivity, encouragement, and of course, a little bit of weird to your day.
I'm your host, Carrie.
And I'm your host, Veronica. And we are
Keeping It Weird. Welcome back to another...
What are we doing here? What is this? Where am I?
Welcome back to another episode of the Keeping It Weird podcast. Thanks for being here.
I am your host, Veronica.
Oh, hi, Veronica.
You're supposed to like introduce... Do you think they know our voices by now enough to distinguish?
Okay, fine. And I'm Carrie, and I'm getting over a cold, so sorry.
So today we're going to call her Carl.
No.
Yes. Or Terry. Who do you want to be today?
Anyway, today we have a special episode for you that I'm just being informed about.
It's called What's Up My Sleeve. So Carrie has no idea what I'm going to be talking about. And she did this to me already. She gave me a full-blown presentation about why having a teeth gap, I guess, makes you a more superior human is what I got from it. Because you basically just said I was garbage.
I didn't. And you, I didn't say anything about you.
You have a teeth gap, so you are just this, like, lounging angel gift from the... the heavens. You just came down on a little chase, just like, with your teeth gapped, like shining. So today we're going to talk about why having a friend with PTSD makes you a better friend. For those who do not know, PTSD stands for post-traumatic PTS stress disorder.
Wait. Okay. So having a friend...
With this disorder.
PTSD makes you...
a better friend.
So I'm the better friend?
No, I'm the better friend because of my diagnosis. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. You're a better friend than me because you have PTSD.
Correct. And I'm going to tell you why that... how that affects the way that I friendship versus someone with, like, a normal human brain. So just...
normal human brain.
As opposed to not human
brain. Right.
So for some background, I have been clinically diagnosed with anxiety, depression, insomnia, and PTSD, and I am medicated for all four of these things. I have to take medications. If I'm even slightly off, even on timing, I have severe manic episodes, which I was texting you through the other night because I forgot to take my meds in the morning. I took them in the afternoon.
Ooh.
Yeah, fun fact Friday. Take your meds on time, Veronica, you absolute raging idiot. Okay, my first point is people with PTSD, one of the symptoms is mood swings.
Okay.
Okay, so how could that possibly benefit you?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's... Why does that make you a good friend?
So...
it makes me the better friend for dealing with your mood swings.
No, because... see, listen, so a mood swing goes back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to benefit from... the forward motion of that mood swing where I'm just like super funny, super excited. I'm just happy. I'm really, really positive. Like I'm just like such a fun person to be around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm on the upslide right now because you've already dealt with the backslide 2 days ago. But when the good is good, it's so good. And it makes you forget about the bad when I'm a raging butthole. So when I'm on the up, you know, I'm like super, I'm always there for you. I am, you know, super attentive. I'm super happy. I'm super excited for you. I'm like constantly positive. And who doesn't want like an overly positive friend in their life?
I can't think of anybody.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking too. Oh. So another symptom of PTSD is memory loss, problems with memory. Okay.
Okay.
I know,
don't know where you're going with this.
I know what you're thinking. How could that possibly benefit me? Okay. So do you know when you like tell stories and you forget if you've told me, but it's a really good story, so you want to tell me again? Like you get really excited about like this really funny story or this like story about your childhood and you're just like, oh, I already told you. And you know, you're like, you're up here in the high and you're just like excited to tell me. And then, you know, I would say, oh, you already told me.
Right.
What a letdown.
Right.
Chances are I won't remember. So you get to tell me like you've told me for the first time every time.
Okay. But here's the problem with that.
Uh-oh.
Is I also have to listen to you tell me the same thing three times.
Because I also don't remember.
You don't remember telling me. But and so I have to just sit there and pretend that I'm hearing it for the first time.
There you go with that Emmy.
And then the third time.
You should get an Emmy.
But the third time around, I'm like, you told me this already.
And then I'm probably on the up mood swing anyway. So it's like, I'm like, oh, well, thanks for telling me. You're such a good friend. Da, 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 da. Okay, right. So.
But then there's other times when you forget that you haven't told me something.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I'm like, it's really important. And you're like, oh, yeah. So this
I didn't tell you?
Like, wait, what? Rewind.
Gosh, what was I doing? I think, like, it was a big one, too. You're like, you didn't. Oh, I took a job.
Oh, my God, that's right. Yeah, you got a freaking job.
And I was like, I told you. And you're like,
oh, yeah, I'm going to work. And
you didn't.
I'm like, what?
You're driving to work. When did you work? What are you working? What is work for you? Like, you went through the interviewing process and everything.
I know.
And just forgot to tell you. Well, I'm just saying. And then also, say you do something really stupid and embarrassing. I'm not going to remember. say you tell me, like, your PIN number. And you're like, crap, I shouldn't have told her my PIN. Don't worry. I'm not going to remember.
I could get you the same Christmas gift every year.
And I will not remember the gift before. I just told you in the last episode, I don't even remember what Zach got me for Christmas.
I could send you on an Easter egg hunt and just hide.
I'd get lost.
I'd hide one egg.
I'd forget.
Bring it back and I'd rehide it.
I would forget that I was on an Easter egg hunt.
You're right. That is kind of fun.
It's fun. So you could tell me like your deepest, darkest secrets and then just be like, crap, I really shouldn't have told her that. And I won't remember. So it's really okay. But here's the flip side to that. There are some things I do remember that I will remember in such detail. But I why would I remember that? Like, I will remember conversations you and I have had. Like word for word conversations that don't matter at all. Like that one time I was pretending to be a hairless cat. Like I remember every single millisecond of that it very day, but I cannot tell you probably like a childhood memory of yours other than like maybe core ones.
A core memory.
Yeah, like a core memory.
I remember that hairless cat conversation.
It was so funny. I'm pretty sure we pissed off everyone else in that house, but we had a good time. All right, so memory loss can be a benefit to our friendship.
Okay. Okay, can be.
Another one is anxiety and isolation.
What is happening?
So do you ever have like a bad day and we've made plans and you're like, crap, I don't want to cancel because we've made plans.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got some friends that if you cancel on, they get real pissed, right?
Yes.
But if you cancel on me, I'm good with it because I also just want to, I'm probably too anxious to go out. And I would like to just isolate myself in my house anyway. So when you cancel, you know I'm not going to be mad. You never have to fear canceling on me because I'm just like, cool, I'm going to go isolate myself in the bathroom. And I will be 100% content.
Content?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be content isolating myself.
You just made it sound so negative.
Isolating? I enjoy being alone.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I enjoy, like, when I say in the bathroom, like, I'm not in the crying.
Okay.
I'm probably taking a bath alone, as most people do.
I gotcha. Okay.
I enjoy being alone. So when someone cancels on me, it's kind of like, oh, cool. Awesome. I'm not going to have to leave my house.
That is definitely a benefit.
It is a flip side because if, like, you're just having a bad day or you don't feel well, like, you never have to worry about, like, a negative reaction from me because mm-hmm. I'm not going to care that you've canceled because I'd prefer just to self-isolate anyway.
Yeah. Okay? I do appreciate that about you. Didn't realize it was PTSD related. I thought you were just an understanding friend.
That too. I'm super understanding when I remember to.
Gotcha.
Yep. All right. So here's another one. We have obsessive compulsive tendencies.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so obsessed with you. You never, ever have to worry about me straying and being obsessed with anybody else.
That's so weird.
I'm so obsessed with you. I literally love you so much. And it's not a tendency. Like, it's so for PTSD, we like hyper focus on stuff. Like, so when I clean and I don't get to finish that the task that I have at hand, I get really irritable and I get really upset and frustrated. I will stay up till 2 a.m. if that's what it will take. I will live till I'm 95 just so you can die before me, so I can say that I was your friend your whole life. That's how obsessed I am with you. Like, you never have to worry. Like if you're thinking like, gosh, you know, she's making new friends, like we're not as close anymore. Nope, I'm just self-isolating, waiting for you to make plans with me. I'm still very obsessed with you. And it's like a compulsive, like I can't even help it.
As I scoot farther away from you on the couch.
Yeah, but there's an end to that couch. You can't get too far. You can only get so far, and I can just keep scooting that way.
So you're a good friend because you're obsessed with me.
Well, I mean, that just sounds negative. I would maybe say it in a way of like, you're a good friend because I'm devoted to you.
So it's like a healthy
thing. Yeah.
Not like you get the binoculars out and come sit outside my house.
I mean, I would if you wanted me to. I did buy your daughter a telescope. Just teaching her my ways. She's like, let's look at the neighbors. And I was like, yes, let's look at the neighbors, Lily. I'm just kidding. I said, no, let's look at the stars.
Creep.
We have paranoia. PTSD has paranoia. Now I know what you're thinking. Yet again, how could this possibly benefit me? You never have to worry about going out in public or when we have our girls' nights. And, you know, we rent an Airbnb and stuff like that. You never have to worry about safety because I have already thought of all the worst case possible scenarios and how we would get out of them.
So I'm safer with you.
Yep, because I've already thought of the worst thing that could happen to us in a restaurant and how I would get you out.
Jeez.
Because I have an escape plan everywhere I go. Everywhere.
Seriously?
Yes. Absolutely. I remember to a T what my first escape plan was. My grandparents left me in the car. They were both in the bank. And I was sitting there in their red Crown Victoria in the back seat thinking, what would I do if a robber just walked in with a gun? Cell phones didn't exist back then. What would I do? So I decided, I made this plan. My grandpa was a ham radio operator, and I knew his call signs. They were WL7JU. Because he would talk on the ham radio. So I knew how to work the ham radio. So I said in my head, I would not get out of the car. I would lock the doors and I would get on that ham radio and I would call for SOS. I would give them my location. I'm like looking around, making sure I know where I'm at. Like I'm looking for street signs. I'm on the corner of this and this. This is the bank. This is the car that I'm sitting in. I knew our license plate number because it was WL7JU. It was his call signs. I think of every worst thing that could happen and a way to get you out of it and a way to get me out of it. And that's just me existing. Like that's not like a learned behavior. That is just me surviving. So like girls' nights, you remember our first one in Columbia and the dude, like the son that looked like he definitely hid some bodies in the backyard?
Well, he was walking by us with a shovel, so.
Well, I knew how to escape him. I already had a plan and a backup plan. So we are so paranoid of everything and everyone that we could get you out of it probably every situation.
Well,
do
yes.
Do you feel safer? And I'm so obsessed with you, I'll do whatever it takes to get you out of there.
Do you think you'd have the strength to lift me?
Yes.
And just carry me on your back?
Absolutely. I just watched the History Channel last night about a mom. Her son was trapped under a 3,000-pound car, and she lifted that car off of him.
You'd get that straight adrenaline rush to save my life.
Yep.
That's comforting.
Yep. I know where all of the exits are every time we enter into a building. I locate
them. It sounds exhausting.
Immediately. It is. It's so sticky and exhausting. Probably that's where the boot swings come from because we're constantly moving and like our brains are constantly working that when we finally let go of that, we're just like, I'm going to self-isolate and like just rest.
Recover.
Okay. From all these rescue plans that all you idiots don't think about.
You've prepared for everything that's never happened.
Which leads me to hypervigilance. We cannot not assess every situation we walk into.
Okay.
We can't not make a note of absolutely everything and everybody around us. Like today, I'm going to give you a small example. Just today, immediately during worship practice, I noticed a man I've never seen before. And I said to myself, who is that? And all through practice, I would follow him with my eyes while still singing to ensure he was nowhere near the kids. And then I had a plan because Pat's behind me and I'm thinking, like, how do I notify Pat that this man is in the building? Praise God. I'm pretty sure he already knew. And the minute we got a break, he was off the stage like, hey, how are you doing? What's your name? What are you doing here? How'd you hear of us? Blah, blah, blah. Like, security. Oh, yeah. Security is top notch.
Pat's got it handled. Yeah, he's got it handled.
I know when Pat's there, I'm like, I ain't got nothing to worry about. But just in case, I got an escape plan, Pat, and you're a part of it. So we are like severely hypervigilant that we take a note of every possible dangerous thing around us and then how to get out of that situation.
Okay.
So your safety is like top-notch priority in my friendship, wherever we go.
So you're like a Boy Scout on crack.
I would say so, yeah.
Always be prepared.
Always be prepared.
Right? Isn't that their little saying?
I don't know, man.
Always be prepared.
But, I mean, we are like crazy hypervigilant of literally everything around us. Like, where the exits are. Who's entering? Like, what could possibly happen if, like, an armed robber comes in? If someone comes in with a gun, like, what would I do? Like, where's the nearest weapon that I could use if someone had a knife? Like what, you know, like, what would I say in a hostage situation? Like, all of these things constantly run through my mind when I'm out in public.
Well, it does comfort me to know that if something happens, I can just drop like a potato and you'll carry me wherever the exit is.
Because you know where they are.
And I'll just collapse like a noodle and just let you control.
Just give up.
Let you control the situation.
You're just going to look over and be like, I know where you know the exits are. Just gone. Just limp noodle. So the last and final, I would say, positive part of this is we have sleep disturbances. And we have those because, one, typically PTSD is partnered with insomnia, so we don't sleep. But also we have nightmares and flashbacks. So we're woken up a lot during the night. So how could that possibly benefit you? Okay. So say you're a night owl and you just want to talk to someone at 3 a.m. I'm awake. Say you're nursing. Do you remember you used to text me all the time, like when you were nursing, because you knew my butt was awake. We're light sleepers. You need something? You need someone to be on call because you're pregnant and you're about to go into labor. You need someone to be on call because, you know, you're sick or you're not feeling well. You know, you have to stay up for some ungodly reason. And you just need someone to keep you awake. Say you're taking a road trip and you have to stay awake and, like, getting on the phone is your best thing. Like, you can call me because the chances of me being awake at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., I'm going to be awake because I don't sleep. So I'm ultra accessible 24/7. And for some reason, we can function off of no sleep.
I have wondered how you are able to do that.
I literally sleep sometimes 4 to 5 hours a night. One time, Zach was really, really pissed at me. I probably forgot to tell you this. I could not sleep, and it was 3 a.m., and I just gave up, and I stayed up for the entire day.
Oh.
I just didn't go to bed. And he's like, you just didn't sleep. I said, yeah, I just didn't sleep. And I'd gotten up. I did my hair. I did my makeup. I, like, ran all the errands I was supposed to run that day. I got the kids to school on time. Like, it was like I'd gotten 8 hours. And then the very next night, like, that night, uh-huh, I'd stayed up for 24 hours. I didn't go to bed till midnight. So it's not like I went to bed at 7 or 8 to make up for those lost hours. No, I still went to bed at midnight.
How do you do it?
By having PTSD.
PTSD.
How do you do it? PTSD. Jesus, coffee, and PTSD. So, you never have to question my loyalty because I'm overly obsessive over you. You never have to question whether you're safe or not when you're around me because I have thought of every possible escape route and how I would get there. You never have to worry about telling me something that you shouldn't have told me or keeping a secret because I'm the best secret keeper because I have already forgotten what you've told me. But like you said, there is a downside to that, obviously. I forget to tell you, like, really important things that I probably should tell you.
Right.
You don't have to worry about canceling on me because I enjoy self-isolation anyway. I enjoy being quiet and at peace. So if you need to cancel for any reason, I'll never judge you because chances are I'm probably excited that you did. And mood swings. It's like a swing set.
I love the mood swings.
Don't you love swings? Like, as a kid, love swings?
So fun. So between your PTSD and my teeth gap, we're basically superhuman.
We're the two best friends that anyone could have. you're super funny and I'm super hypervigilant. So you could go out in public and make a fool of yourself and offend someone and they would want to fight you. And chances are I have a knife on me somehow. And I would just be like, stab, 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 stab. Or I could make, like, I've even thought of things like I could make out of weapons that aren't typically weapons.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, whatever it takes, man. The military didn't help my PTSD either because then they trained me on how to create weapons. I already had PTSD going in. Then they just gave me the tools on how to, like, perfect it. They nurtured it. They're like, here, you look broken. Let's break you some more.
Oh my gosh.
Let's water all the bad parts. I'm just kidding. The military is the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Other than you buying me those vintage mugs off of my Amazon list.
Yeah.
Bro, 10 out of 10 would recommend having Carrie as a best friend buying you gifts. But you won't be able to have that option because I'm obsessed with her. And I will find a way to get rid of you.
And she'll fight you.
And I will find a way to get rid of you.
And this concludes our second segment of...
What's up my sleeve?
What's up my sleeve?
Do you want to look?
I hate it in here.
What is my sister said this? She goes, I hate it here. Bang, bang.
I hate it here.
Bang, 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 bang. What's up my sleeve? Look, it's PTSD.
Well, thanks for listening, guys, as always.
And I do want to preface, if you are having any kind of mental health issues, it is okay to make, you know, light of it and stuff like that. But please go seek help. I am able to be the functioning human being, mother, wife, child of God, because I sought help, and my help includes medication and a good support system. And
yeah.
So if you are listening and you are struggling with any of the symptoms, as funny as I have made them, I know that they really suck at the end of the day. Please seek help. There are people out there that want to help you. You don't have to live like that. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and go find you a friend with PTSD. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you liked us, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. See you next time.